Hey guys, welcome to the Rocky and Jiffy Show. I'm Rocky.
And I'm Jiffy. And you're listening to the Rocky and Jiffy Show. Can you believe the shit that's going on?
No, you want to talk about it? Stupid. It's not working. Hey everybody.
I so love our intro.
I love it.
I cannot get over it. I can't even believe we've had a podcast for a whole season.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
No.
If you didn't know, today is the season finale of... Wait, did I say that right?
Mm-hmm.
Season finale of season one.
Oh my God.
Episode 15.
Oh my God, it's over. Season one's done.
That's been about, 3 months?
Yeah.
March, April, May.
And we worked really hard.
Mm-hmm. We did. We didn't. So we just thought let's just do a podcast.
Yeah.
Back in December. And then here we are in June. Bam. We had a little late start, but in March. We started in March.
Mm-hmm. And given good old 2020 gave us so much material to talk about.
I know. I'm so thankful for 2020. We've been saying this whole time, 2020 is our year.
Mm-hmm.
And thus far, it's been proven to be our year,
really
individually.
Is. Yeah.
So if you guys didn't know, unfortunately, Raquel got into a car accident, but she survived.
I did.
And good things happened from that.
Yeah.
She got a new car.
I did. I got a Caddy.
Yeah.
CTS.
She got a CTS Cadillac. It's so cool. She had a minivan, but she just got a car for herself. She's I'm not a soccer mom anymore.
No.
You know, when the kids get older, you got to, downsize.
Downsize. There's no reason to have all that room for no reason.
And I.
Yes.
So we went together. Mm-hmm. So I'm not putting your business out. You always talk about this. She has anxiety.
I do.
And I called her and I was like, hey, we're going to go. We're going to go together to the car lot. And she's like, okay. And then a few hours later, she's like, I can't. I have too much going on. I just can't. And then the people are saying that they can't give me a rental. And I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm like, Raquel, you will not need a rental if you just come the fuck on.
Yeah.
And we're going to.
Yeah.
We're gonna go.
Was, I couldn't get a hold of the people that I needed to talk to. Nobody knew what I was talking to. And then the other people were like they were trying to find paperwork, important paperwork, so I can go back to work. And I just, it just felt so overwhelming.
Yeah.
And then you just said, Raquel, it's going to work out.
Yeah.
Just come up here. We have an appointment.
And it was only 10 minutes away from her house.
Not even.
So she came. Well, she went up there. She ended up getting a car.
I did.
And then while I was waiting, I was just like, hey, can you just see if I can trade my car in?
Yeah.
Just can we just check?
Check.
I was driving a 2012 Toyota Corolla.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been driving that. That was actually the first car that I got for myself back in 2014 after I graduated from college.
Okay.
And then my first job was at the hospital. And I was just so proud of myself. And I was, having attachment issues. But... I had that car, and then when I had Cairo, I was trying to trade it in, and I couldn't trade it in, and I couldn't refinance it.
Yeah.
And then I had Cade, and now I have two car seats in the back of the car, and I'm just like, somebody take this car. They took it, and I got a Mercedes-Benz SUV.
Oh, God is good.
I know.
Man.
I just felt
so... It's so nice.
It is.
You.
I cannot believe it. And on my vision board for 2020, I put that I was going to get an SUV, a luxury SUV.
Get out of here.
Swear.
Oh, my goodness.
And also on my 2020, or maybe this was 2019. No, it was 2020. There were some other things that I put that actually happened as far as I'm like a real TV personality.
Yeah.
I love being on TV.
You do.
I was on all of those shows.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Super Bowl commercial, so that was kind of cool. But vision boards work.
Yeah, they do.
Because you see it.
You see what you want, and you begin to manifest.
Mm-hmm.
I need to check on my vision board. I don't even know where I put it.
Mm. You need to find it, huh?
Yeah, I do. I need to get on it. I know what I need to get on.
Oh, my God. Here she goes. Where she blows.
Oh, well, look, God.
I have like the biggest headache, and I was like, I cannot fucking stay. I was at work. I gotta fucking stay at this place another fucking moment, or I'm going to go fucking insane. Crazy.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, it's 103 degrees outside.
Of course it is. You have to get in a hot car.
Oh, my God. And then it takes forever for the air to start.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It was horrible, I'm sure.
Oh, and then I was starving. I had to stop and get something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And they took forever.
Of course.
And I had to drop the kids off at home.
And you're feeling rushed.
Oh.
That you need to be somewhere. Time is just running away from you and you can't get it.
I drove over here eating. I was so hungry.
Listen, so did I.
Like eating pasta.
I took my, you and pasta. My
I love pasta.
She loves noodles, you guys. You can't go wrong. You give her a bowl of noodles. This woman is going to be happy. This morning I got up and I ate like some Doritos. I put my makeup on. Was really feeling some purple.
Mm-hmm.
I love purple.
It kind of came off, right? I don't see purple.
It probably did.
Do you have yellow and purple?
Yeah.
I do see that.
Gold and purple.
Lakers fan.
Or, you know,
I see it now.
Happy birthday to Prince. You know, we could totally.
Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. I don't even know when his birthday was, but happy birthday, Prince.
Happy birthday. It was today.
Oh, it's today?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. The late Prince.
Oh, my. I just can never forget the movie Purple Rain.
Oh, my
When
goodness.
He passed, they started showing that in the movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
And Dee's mom, she was obsessed with Prince. So she was like, hey, guys, let's go to the movie theater. Mm-hmm. So we went. And I had never seen it at that point. And when I saw it, I was like, this is the most amazing movie ever. Because, like, I'm a real fan of music, and I've always wanted to be in the music industry as like something, as a talent manager or something. And Dee, he writes a lot of songs, and you know, he doesn't really like put the stuff out. But one particular line from the movie stuck with me, and it's just like, nobody understands that shit. That's too personal. He was like, you know, the manager was saying, you talk about some shit that people know about. And I was just like, I tell that to the all the time. That ain't mainstream.
Exactly. There you
it
go.
It depends on where you want the music to
exactly.
go.
Exactly. Exactly.
But
and I love Prince.
I don't really remember him, honestly.
Wow. He got me out of a lot of trouble.
When doves fly.
His songs would come on, my grandmother would stop what she was doing.
Mm.
Always happened. Always happened. And I got away. So what else has been going on besides your fabulous car?
So we're going to talk about some changes for season two.
Yeah.
So up until this point, for
what's
those
happening in season two?
Well, for those of you who have been following us and I don't know, following us. Then you haven't really ever seen us except for like what our logo looks like. So in season two, I believe Rocky is more comfortable with the idea of a camera.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to start uploading videos from the podcast. So you're like, some people say like, oh, I can't really get into podcasts. It would be better if it's a video.
True.
So, we're going to start doing videos. So you'll not only hear us, you'll be able to see us. We'll be available on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to start having guests present with us. And we're just going to continue to grow and talk about everyday things.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about the things that are important, the things that are relevant. We'll take topic suggestions. We're going to start doing giveaways. Mm.
I love giveaways.
Yeah.
I love giving things away to people. My love for one.
Which nobody is like accepting at the moment.
Right? Love me. Let me love you.
Can I tell them what you were crying about on the phone?
Oh, yeah. Tell them. I don't care.
You're like her best friends, guys. Look, so when she was having like a meltdown about, no, I can't go. It's so much going on. She didn't just say that. Mm-hmm. She was just like, oh, I can't get the car. And then I'm not going to have a husband that's going to love me forever. And I'm just, nobody's ever going to love me. No one's going to treat me right. was just like, first of all, D was in the car too.
Oh my God.
And you were on Bluetooth.
Yeah. So
and
sure he was like,
so he,
God, woman.
Well, when you hung up, when you hung up, he was like, I'm going to tell her what I feel when I see her.
He never did. He totally forgot.
He may have because y'all were having so much fun. Oh, but he was like, he said, I mean, that's cool and all. I get what she's saying.
Yeah.
But what the fuck a husband got to do with right now?
Right then?
He was like, if she don't come the fuck on and get this car. I said, well, you know,
I said, that's
my friend. I was like, you know, she has anxiety. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, you just got to listen to her, let her mm-hmm. breathe and tell her come the fuck on.
Yeah. And then I did. Mm-hmm. I really did. Yeah. And then it wasn't bad at all.
Oh, and the people at the car, I have like a piece of hair in my face. Get out of my face.
I know you keep grabbing something, but I see nothing.
The people at the car lot, they loved you.
That's
they
what
thought
I hear.
You were so funny. They thought you were so funny. She was like, give me my car. Give me my keys. Give me my keys now.
Can we test drive? I about gave Jiffy a heart attack. Doing the test drive, I didn't even do anything that...
Oh, my gosh. One of my press-on nails just popped off.
Damn.
It's been only been on for like a week and a half. So
a week
good.
And a half? That's wonderful. Damn.
Like, I want to get it from under the table before Todd is like, you guys are dropping nails and shit.
This is a corona-free zone. Oh, and I just want to say, like, real quickly to one of our, would they be, like, consider our producers? No.
I don't know who they are. Anyways, well, Chris, feel better.
Yeah, Chris, feel better. I miss you. I got to meet your brother. He's really cute.
Oh, my God.
So are you, climber.
Oh, my goodness. Look, so back to the test drive. She mm-hmm. was test driving.
Yeah.
And
it wasn't even that bad.
She was yanking the car. Like,
I had to.
Moving from side to side, I was like, oh, my God.
These things you have.
She was pressing on the brakes. There was somebody behind us.
Uh-huh.
Didn't put on her signal. I was just like, I can't.
Oh, my
God. I can't.
She was grabbing her chest. She said, my heart.
Which,
remember, I got chest pains.
Yes.
My heart is
which,
bad.
Yeah, which, by the way, last week,
true.
I was out of work for a whole week because I was having chest pains.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to the doctor, I was like, look, it feels like my heart. Like, I don't know if it's my heart, but it definitely mm-hmm. feels like that. And she was like, oh, like your breasts. I said, no, I've had these breasts for 30 years. I know it's not my breast. And I was like, it feels like my heart.
Yeah.
And so they did an EKG. And then mm-hmm. from the EKG, she said it came back abnormal. So then she sent me to a cardiologist
mm-hmm.
and the order that the cardiologist had was see her ASAP. So it was scheduled for the day after,
mm-hmm.
but they called me when I was at home and it scared me. They were like, hey, you need to come in now. And I was thinking like, well, how abnormal was that? So then I did another EKG and then I did an echo something.
Yeah,
it's like an ultrasound for your heart.
Uh-huh. I've seen that before.
And then I did a stress test on the treadmill.
Oh, I hate the stress test.
Yeah. So it was like 10 minutes of jogging.
Can I stop running? No, you just keep going until you can't.
Yeah.
I think
heart rate was at like 160 or something.
Wow.
So, and they say like the healthier you are, or like the younger you are, the mm-hmm. longer it takes.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, like, I'm naturally an athlete. So,
uh-huh.
But the stress levels came back pretty high. Well,
man.
My heart is like really healthy. My heart's healthy.
But it was the stress.
But I'm stressed.
Yeah.
I don't even know if the stress test came back as, I don't know. I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But the lady was really nice. And my heart is healthy.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with my heart.
Yeah,
it probably
good.
Wasn't my heart. But my stress levels
are high. Yeah.
So then the doctor gave me like the week off. And she was just like, you know, take the week off. Don't go to work. Obviously, like, we work in a very stressful mm-hmm. environment.
Yeah,
and
got to take care of yourself first.
I wasn't taking care of them.
And
seriously, I wasn't eating. I wasn't drinking.
That's not good at all.
My lab results came back that my vitamin D levels were so low.
And you already have a problem with that when you're pregnant, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, iron. I have a
iron.
Iron.
Okay.
Yeah.
Low iron. And now your vitamin D is down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to take care of yourself.
So I've been eating. I ate today twice already.
I ate a half a pizza on the way here.
A half a pizza?
Well, it was one of those Totinos, like those real small ones.
Oh, okay.
So it was just like a half
I was thinking
one.
Like, damn, you have four slices?
No. I mean, I could.
Yeah.
With how much I'm burning off.
She's losing a lot of weight.
I did not know how much weight I actually lost.
Looks good on you, girl.
Thank you.
Looks good.
Snatch waist.
I was gonna say something, but I forgot. Oh my goodness.
Test mic check.
Uh-oh, did you lose it?
Yeah, but it's back now. That was weird. I think there's like a short. Oh, there's a short in the mic. Todd. Chris.
My God, she learned your names. That's it.
It's over. I still need to see him with this mask off because I still can't determine if they're really brothers or not.
They look alike in the eyes. And they sound alike.
They do sound alike.
Yeah.
So can I just tell you that one episode that we talked about? What was the title again? What a man wants.
What men want?
Yeah, what men want.
Oh, the which episode was that?
Was it
episode 13.
Oh, was it 13?
Oh, episode 7 was what women really want.
Okay.
What we want in a man.
Okay. Well, 13. What men really want.
Mm-hmm.
So just to like, you know, because I know we had it and we thought we did. We did a really good job on it. But, you know, like leaving, I did feel like, I wonder if we like hit like the most important points. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Talking to this one of my neighbors a couple of days ago. And, he, you know, he was just talking about his life and where he's come from and what he's seen.
Yeah,
and,
13.
And one of the things that he was talking about is like women and, you know, how far they'll go to, you know, to look beautiful or to, you know, try to cap on what beauty is to get that man's attention.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, everything that we were saying was word for word. He don't want the fake booty. He don't want the fake titties. He don't, you know.
Well, that's just him, though.
That's
probably.
Exactly.
Is he in the phase where he's. Because we were talking about the man that was ready to settle down.
Well, yeah, he's generalizing. You know, he's a barber. So, mm-hmm. like, I guess one of his customers was like, you know, would you care? You know, is that, like, something that you would go after? And he was like, well, you got to reward it, you know, because, you know, men, you know, we have a thing like, you know, we have things that we think are pretty and beautiful that'll catch your eye, but that's not necessarily
what you want. Oh, definitely.
And what you need.
Man,
you know
I've talked
saying?
To like I've had those so many conversations like that with men. Like even with D, he was telling me that, you know, of course like he's attracted to one thing, but like you categorize just like women categorize men. Men categorize women like, you know, this is just I'm sorry, a hoe, somebody that I'll just sleep with.
True.
This is somebody who I'll just hang around with.
Mm-hmm.
And this is somebody who I would actually, like, be with for the rest of my life.
Wow.
Now, some of those people, like, he was dating somebody or having sex with someone who he was just like, I know she a hoe, but, you know, she really liked him.
Mm-hmm.
And she was, like, buying things for him, doing things for him, like, just trying to be there for him because she really cared about him.
Mm-hmm.
But he had already mentally categorized her.
As
like, you would never be my girlfriend. I would never, like, you know, tell anybody about you. Like, you'll never be where
Damn.
You want to be because in my mind, you're already a hoe.
Damn.
So, and I do know, just like as people, we have our minds made up about someone already.
Yeah.
And they can't actually, they might not be able to change that for us.
True.
So once you got something in your mind, like that might be it, baby.
Yeah.
And I think men do, like, you know, of course they're attracted to pretty faces and big butts and nice boobs and nice body, but
that's not who they're really going to settle down with. He said he even went as further to say that, you know, and don't think that we don't pay attention to those women who think who, how did he say it? He said, we don't think that we don't pay attention to those women who see our women, who see our women that we're with, mm-hmm. the ones that we want to be with forever. And you see like, oh, she's not as pretty as I am. I can get her.
Oh.
He said, let me just go ahead and tell you something.
Yeah.
He said, not only am I not going to leave, but I'm going to have my fun. Because at the end of the day, the man is thinking about his money. They're not going to get up and leave some, they're not going to leave their woman for some bitch that had, you know, a couple of wonderful one night stands with when they already know what they already have with this woman and mm-hmm. their money.
Mm-hmm.
If they mess up, they know that their money goes to the woman. So that's not what they want. They don't want their money gone. Men want their money.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to keep it as long as they can. But any woman who thinks that they have more to offer besides in the woman that they're with,
mm-hmm.
he says that they're a joke.
Man, I've actually been in that situation before.
We're not going to leave you.
Yeah.
We're not going to leave our woman for you.
Yep. I've been in that situation, those situations before. Wow. Like, for instance, you know, one of my exes left me and got mm-hmm. with somebody that was like, and I was just
wow.
like,
wow. And you're like, wait.
I'm like, I'm so much prettier than her. And then I'm like, okay, it's not about that. It's not about being prettier than her. And I'm just like, well, I'm so much more successful than her.
Mm,
and I was like, wait, it's probably not about that either. They have a lot in common.
Yeah.
And maybe we didn't. And sometimes that's just how it is. And you just have to accept that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not a joke.
No. You are not a joke.
I would never ask like an ex to leave like his current girlfriend for me. Like, I mean, that road is crossed already.
Oh my Lord. But I couldn't imagine. I have to be really bold and smoking something real strong.
I mean, I think we've all been in that situation where we've wanted somebody
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, they ended up with someone else.
True.
Who we didn't think like, you know, like, damn. I'm the person for you.
Yeah, like
why can't you see that?
Why can't you give me a chance if you're going to give ugly a chance?
Right. Well, ugly ass bitch.
Shit. Damn, I can cook.
Right. I can cook. I'm not going to clean. Like, then I start going on a list. I ain't cleaning nothing, baby.
I mean, if I really thought about, like, being in a relationship, my blood pressure goes up.
Mm.
Like, I want to run for the door. Run for the heels.
Raquel is, like, she's going to be the best woman ever. Like, even that day when she was like, whoa, 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 husband, you love me. I say, girl, you're going to find you a husband.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to find somebody who loves you.
True.
And he's going to treat you right.
He has to because.
It has to
be that way, right? Because why would I have these dreams, these emotions, these feelings, you know, these yearnings? Is that what I should say? These yearnings.
Yeah. Well, you have to go. Like, I was saying when I was younger, you don't know shit until you go through shit.
Yeah.
And when you just think about, okay, again, I'm not telling your business because we mm-hmm. talk about this
yeah,
all the
time. Yeah, we talk all the
time. So do they know your backstory?
Oh, Lord, who? The people?
The people. Okay, let
I
me
think so,
so. So just summarize it. Okay, mm-hmm. here's a summary. So Rocky, her mother passed when she was young.
Uh-huh.
She ended up going with one of her mother's friends who just happened to be a white family.
Uh-huh.
And then from that point, she was raised into a cult.
Most certainly.
Then at age 22, right,
mm-hmm.
is
had
when she
and met
escaped.
Yeah.
Escaped. For lack of a better word,
mm-hmm.
escaped the cult. And then she married one of the guys. He was in the cult?
No, uh-uh. No.
She married a guy.
A guy from Wharton. He was just like 2 miles out. We worked at Walmart together.
Okay, she
saw
married
him in
a guy
the,
that she...
big and tall section, grabbed him.
Was with him for how many years?
We were married 10 years together, 15.
Okay, and...
3 kids.
Was completely dependent emotionally, financially.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, just didn't really know anything other than him and how to take care of kids and how to be a good wife and a good mother. So she has that down. But it turned out that
he changed the game.
Yeah. He didn't respect the marriage like she did.
He saw the greener grass on the other side.
Well, baby, this is probably a hot summer. Green.
Hopefully, you don't scorch it.
So the good thing is, out of all of that, she survived.
I did.
You survived.
I was going to make it.
You did have some.
Scared.
Mm-hmm. You did have and I don't know, lack of a better word, untreated mental illness, like anxiety. Mm-hmm.
I've been diagnosed, I've been seeing a therapist, which is so enlightening. Mm-hmm. And it just takes a load off of my life.
Yeah.
I feel like I can understand and reflect even better because I can set aside my emotions and really just let the picture play out in my mind and just a lot of clarity.
Mm-hmm.
But, throughout the talking, she basically told me that I deal with panic disorder. Mm-hmm. I panic, I can't, and it's so true. I can't hear, see, I can barely breathe.
I can recall a couple of incidents where you black out.
I black out. I cannot.
She can't remember. Uh-uh. And she's just like, she remembers things differently.
Yeah.
We're like, no, you did this. And you're like, no, I didn't. I know I didn't. I would never do that. But you know what? Sometimes, as a defense mechanism,
true,
there's like another person or
exactly
another type of personality that comes
protecting
to defend you.
True.
While you're going through something. So,
man, it's crazy.
I forgot where I was going with this, but
that I'm surviving. I'm learning.
Yeah, and she's learning to be more independent. This is the first time that she's lived alone.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time that she's ever bought a car for herself.
I know.
Like, she is doing it.
I'm doing it. It's scary.
And she's done it. She's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have you a good man.
Man.
Look, first of all, you're not going to get a man right now because
I
asked you on the phone.
Yeah.
I said, do you think that if you were to get a husband right now, would you be a good wife?
Oh, hell no.
And you said no. And I was like, okay, well, then it's not your time.
My mouth is so out of control.
So if that's what you're, put that on your vision board. Didn't you say you're going to make a vision man board?
Yes, I did the last time we were here.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to do it, I swear.
Yeah, I want to see that.
I'm going to go to Walmart, to that
mm-hmm.
one in Stafford.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully I don't get run over by a buggy. And I'm going, the strangest things happened to me there in that Walmart. It's like,
I boycotted Walmart.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't know. I didn't check my resources yet, but as of last week, I heard that they were supporting Trump in the presidential campaign. They donated like a huge percentage
to
the presidential campaign.
Lying.
Well, I never fact checked it, but I've been meaning to. But I just won't go to Walmart until I figure it out.
Exactly.
But before that, you know, I went several years, like 7+ years without mm-hmm. shopping at Walmart because they had, they kind of like go in and take over third world countries. They're monopolies.
True.
They had a fire and the employees mm-hmm. were locked down there to finish working,
mm-hmm.
making the stuff. So
mm-hmm.
I didn't shop there for a long time. I was a Target and a Walgreens shopper, but
man.
I don't know, I got kids and was like, ooh, this is expensive.
Okay. Walmart is just cheap.
Yeah. Well, Amazon is cool too.
Amazon too. Yeah. I go to Aldi's.
Oh, I like Aldi's.
I like Aldi's.
We get all of our fruits and vegetables
so
there.
So do I.
Yeah.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Gotta put the little quarter in the
I like that little buggy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they never seem to wreck anybody's cars.
They don't. Because you have to put them back if you want.
You have to put them back. I mean, Aldi's carts are always at Aldi's. They're not in the parking lots of motels or apartments.
Oh my god!
They have to like Fiesta. They're not like Fiesta where they have to get
That's
in the van
so
and
funny.
go get all their buggies. Yeah, but I thought that was really cool.
Let's fact check. There's some of there was. They also said Wendy's was supporting the presidential campaign. Let me
to
see.
Vote.
I don't think that's true though.
Oh Lord.
Which companies
are?
So I was reading something today that the coronavirus is like the biggest political hoax that will like ever happen. Like the coronavirus is real, obviously,
yeah.
But it's they took it further, they, who I don't know who they are, mm-hmm. but maybe the media took it further as a political stunt.
Why?
Well, they want us to be distracted. They don't want us to, some of us are not going to vote. Yeah. Some of us are not going to know who to vote for.
Exactly.
Which
I'm going to talk to Ryan about that one.
Supporting. Who's Ryan?
One of my political friends.
Oh, okay.
He's very political. He knows everything.
Maybe he should come on here one day.
He should. He'd probably offend us, but.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Offend just because, you know, just.
Oh,
just
the one that was on the Facebook.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just because, you know, he knows his shit. He just knows his shit.
You think he would offend us or enlighten us?
He would enlighten and probably.
If he's offended, baby, he can't come up on here trying to offend nobody.
No, he's not trying to offend.
He's gonna stay right over there on Facebook. You do your Facebook politicking then.
Oh my goodness.
Sorry, well, you, Ryan. You're not invited anymore.
I'm just saying, like, you don't understand.
No.
I remember being like kids, like preteens, and arguing about politics with him, and he was much older than us, and why I ever wanted to yap my jaws, because I didn't know anything that I was even talking about, but just seeing him like so passionate about what he was talking about, that's the reason why I would even open my mouth, was just to, you know, get him all riled up. Actually, look, probably the devil's advocate. What does it say?
So Wendy said that's a lie.
Yes.
Taco Bell said that it's a lie.
Amen. I'm sure it's all a lie.
Maybe. I don't know.
How many days has it been since the protest? It's like
a week. McDonald's said it's a lie.
Amen. We're voting the orange men out.
Girl, somebody was like, there was like a tweet that said, I gotta find it. It was so funny because if I say it wrong.
Don't say it wrong.
I know. You can't say stuff like that wrong.
No. Uh-uh.
Okay.
I'm sure it was hilarious, though.
Which one? You don't even know what I'm talking about.
No, I'm saying I'm sure it was hilarious.
I thought you were like, that shit is hilarious.
No, it's gonna be. I can't wait to laugh.
I know, if I can find it.
Can I just say that my daughter wants to go protesting?
Oh, look at that.
She's like, can I protest, Mom? Would you let me go?
Use your voice, baby.
I said, absolutely. Be safe. Let me know what you need.
Who's she going with?
Oh, she's probably just, you know.
Checking if you will actually let her go.
Exactly.
Look, I can't find it, but if I remember it correctly, somebody reposted, I don't know if Trump ever posted this, but it was just like, you guys aren't getting forget your second round of stimulus checks.
Oh my God.
And somebody said, forget being in the second term. and then at the bottom, somebody else said, vote his orange ass out so he's not like a primary color anymore.
Oh my and I was like, God.
Orange is not even
hilarious. Vote his ass out so he's not a primary color no more.
Orange is not a primary color, baby. Yeah.
Well, I thought it is.
No, it's red, yellow, and blue.
Duh.
Wait, I could be wrong. Hold on. I know orange is not for sure. Primary colors. Because primary colors are like the base colors that make other colors.
True.
Yeah, so primary colors, red, yellow, and blue. So red and yellow makes orange. Mm-hmm. Blue and yellow makes green. Blue and red makes purple. Mm. I'm really good at that.
You are really good. Very good at
no
that.
I had no idea.
I always forget.
I remember when I was trying to teach Cairo his colors. I'm like, what color is this? What color is that? He's like, no, I want to learn any more colors.
Teaching my youngest with M&Ms, that was a huge mistake. Mm. What color is this? I don't know. That's yellow. Remember, okay? Yellow. What color is this? I don't know.
It's candy. Candy has no color.
little boy. We have a whole bag to go. You better get at least one of these right.
How'd you teach them how to potty train?
Oh, my God. That was the hardest.
Like, how'd you teach them standing up?
I had to just show them, literally. I said, this is the toilet. It goes up. Well, I just showed them, first of all, just like the potty chair, mm-hmm. of course. But my son never wanted the potty chair. He wanted the big toilet. Mm-hmm. So I had to sit him on the big toilet. And he was very good holding himself up. So when it came time for him to stand up, I told him, I said, hey, you know, you're gonna start using the restroom like daddy. You remember mm-hmm. how daddy used the restroom? And he said, yeah. So I opened up the, you know, it didn't work out well. So I said, because he, poor little thing, he was getting really discouraged. I said, don't you worry about it, because today we're going to pee on the bushes in the backyard.
Oh, how exciting.
And so it was like pee on the bush day. So we would go out there and he would pee. Oh, God, he loved it. It got to the point where he never even used the toilet.
Oh, wow. He's just like, oh, mommy, gotta go.
I gotta go. I was like, he's not making any laundry. I'm not going to complain. Then he comes so back. He's like, mom, I took a poop outside in the backyard.
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, my God. There I go getting, like, everything. He's like, no, we do that in the toilet. And he's like, it's not out there anymore. I said, what did you do with it? Oh, Scooby ate it.
Scooby was a dog?
Scooby was a chihuahua.
Oh, my God. Is Scooby still alive?
Scooby is still alive. Scooby was just sitting there licking his lips.
Oh, no.
I was so mortified and disgusted. I said, how did you know he did it? Because I watched him do it.
Oh, my God.
I told him, no, Scooby, no. No, that's my poop.
Oh, my God. It's almost like he was going to eat it afterwards.
Jesus. My God. Yeah, I have. Yeah. Parenting.
Okay, we got about 15 minutes.
Okay, 15 minutes.
So do you want to talk about, like, where we would like to see ourselves in season 2?
Sure.
What do we want to do differently? What do you want to do differently in your growth? How can you individually grow on season 2?
I think individually, I guess to, like, be a little more familiar with this tech stuff and come in and set up and, you know, get the, you know, the little deal that you do. Just really take over, really. Just be more confident in starting the podcast, the introduction.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see me be a little more confident in my ideas. Because
mm-hmm.
I do think I have some really good ideas.
You do.
I think it would even, like, grow faster and better if we could just get a schedule where we could, like, talk, you know, like, brainstorm
mm-hmm.
for, like, an hour or so and then go our separate ways, you know, so that we'd know.
Well, we could. We do. I mean, we talk enough on the phone.
We do. We do.
Stuff that doesn't matter.
Exactly. But I just want more time with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So a little backstory. So Rocky, mm-hmm. she doesn't do really much of anything.
Whatever is safe, that is what Rocky does.
So I didn't really know what we were getting into. I've never done a podcast before, but, you know, I have some experience in, like, business and stuff. And I just kind of know, like, if you want to do something, you're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I think I really helped push Rocky because she loves the idea of mm-hmm. things, but yeah. she's just so grow, like be better. Scared to do it unless somebody's like, come on, like, you can fucking do it. I basically talked her into it, like, you got this. It's going to be great. And she's like, yes, yes, it is. Yes, it is. But I didn't know that she, like, I had no idea that you didn't know how to use, like, tech stuff.
No.
I had no idea that she's not familiar with the Twitter.
No.
She doesn't know how to do Facebook ads.
No.
No, I had no idea.
None.
But she's learning.
I am.
She didn't know how to set up the camera. I don't even think she knew what a camera was.
I knew that was something, but I just, like, I don't know where the camera is. We're just going to set it here. Like, how many times, like, have we been in here?
And why is,
like,
it right here?
Well, they have the stand here. Where is that? Like, I really thought it was, like, you know, this huge camera.
That is so funny. Yeah, and then, we talked a little bit about the struggles of an outline. So, like, anytime we pick a topic, yeah. we just kind of write an outline mm-hmm. of, you know, how we want the conversation to go. Because one of our main things was us together can get really sidetracked.
Yeah.
And maybe like this episode will actually show that yeah. because
more focus.
We yeah. have not like stayed on track right now. So
not as bad as I thought it was going
to
be.
No, it's not. But we like literally jump from place to place. So if we didn't have an outline, we wouldn't be able to
even stay.
Yeah.
Rainbows and butterflies.
Yeah. So a little background on that. But she's doing a lot better, much better. So she did write a few outlines.
I did.
She chose a few topics.
I did.
I mean, it almost took me to be like, look, I'm not on top of my game anymore. Like, I'm busy. She got into this car accident. She's been off of work. And I've, you know, just been much busier because my business opened back up. And I'm just like, you got it, girl. You got it. I'll follow. You lead, I follow.
There you go. I did it.
You did. And like, now that you show me that you can do it, I'm never let you rest again.
Okay. Great.
And so at first I was just like, oh my God, like, help me. And then it was like, girl, you've been playing me this whole time.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, what happened to your hair wrap?
My hair wrap?
You said you were going to start wearing it.
Oh, okay. So I see what I'm saying. So first of all, here's the story behind my hair. I just chopped off 11 inches and it was
so
like,
so pretty.
It was like an ombre. So I have, you know, it's red at the top and it was kind of like orange at the bottom. Mm-hmm. Not on purpose. It's just like when I re-dye my roots, I don't re-dye anything else.
Okay.
But it was pretty. But I just got so tired of like, trying to find out what to do with my hair. So then I started to wear a head wrap.
Okay.
But then I kind of got nervous because the head wraps that I have are like African pattern.
Okay.
And so I walked into work.
With it on?
Yeah. And Miss Shanae was like, my African sister. And I was just like, oh my God, I swear I'm not trying to offend anybody. And everybody gave me compliments on it, but I didn't know like if they were being funny or not. Because like, what does it look like this white girl wearing this, you know, this African
everybody
pattern
knows
head wrap?
Black, though.
I know. I know. I was just like a little self-conscious about that. It's really difficult being like a white girl.
I'm sure that it
like
is.
a white black girl, really.
Yeah.
So
there's no play. You don't have a spot.
Yeah. It's like too black for the white folks. Too white for the black folks.
Yeah.
Like, so again, my DNA test, it updates. Uh-huh. And I am actually Puerto Rican. At first I was just like, oh my God, I'm European. Like, this is crazy. But I am, I'm 50% Puerto Rican.
Wow.
Because I am a huge percentage of Spanish.
Wow.
Native American, and I'm a huge percentage of African.
Wow.
And it most likely points to the Caribbean islands, and it says most likely highly matched Puerto Rican. So I am actually Puerto Rican. When I first read the results, I was like, oh my God, I'm not Puerto Rican. What am I going to do? I've been Puerto Rican my whole life, but I am actually Puerto Rican.
You are actually Puerto Rican. That's amazing.
That makes me feel better.
Oh my God.
Makes me feel better.
You are ridiculous.
Oh, so anyway, so I cut my hair off, right? And I'm going to grow out my natural hair, and I'm not going to be red anymore.
Okay.
That's the goal. So I don't need a head wrap, right? Because this is a cute hairstyle.
But even if you wanted to, like, you know, change it up, you could totally wear it. I love. I still like. I showed all my kids the picture, and they're like, "Oh, that is so beautiful on her. Does she wear it all the time?"
You took a picture of me?
No, you sent me a picture of what you look like.
When?
I can't believe you don't remember, and I do.
What?
Last week.
With my short hair?
No, it was no, not of the short, of your head wrap.
Oh, head
wrap on.
Oh yeah.
So pretty.
Yeah.
I think you should.
It looked cute at home. I need to find some different patterns. Maybe can you guys send me some head wraps?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna give you a PO box.
Okay.
No, I'm not. I don't have one. I'm just playing.
Shoot.
Eventually, when people want to send us stuff, we'll give you a PO box.
Yeah, we'll give you a PO box. Soon.
Yeah.
So are they going to see us like on the streets, you know, like
doing stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure we'll do stuff.
Yeah.
So we have this YouTube channel that we, I think we were waiting for it. We did post one thing, but I think like it's been hard to balance doing so much. But I think you guys are just going to be seeing us more. So for one, you're actually just not going to hear audio. You're going to be seeing us on video mm-hmm. as well. And then we're going to sit down and talk about, I don't know, maybe we'll do challenges and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was kind of cool.
Yeah, it is.
If you guys seen Rocky almost die eating spicy noodles.
Oh, my God. That part where I'm, like, trying to open up, trying to get a drink from something, like, nope, that's not doing it, wasn't even opened.
Yeah. And then that was my drink.
Oh, my God.
I was like, it's mine.
Anything that looks kind of like that package, I stay far, far away.
I love spicy stuff.
Have you seen it since?
I actually saw some at Kroger's, and I was about to buy some, and I was just like, I love noodles. Love noodles.
You do.
I can eat a noodle every day, like literally.
She's not lying. Then I could eat Chinese rice.
Mm. So greasy.
I don't think that it is. It's very light grease. Mm. I mean, if you're talking about greasy, I'm thinking about fried chicken and pizza.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
One, I don't eat chicken. And two, I hate pizza.
Mm.
Like, I hate pizza.
If I'm going to eat something, it just needs to be all together. I don't need, like...
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know about you, but, like, for someone to set a plate of food in front of me, I'm overwhelmed. The whole sections, there's the chicken, the green beans, rice.
Oh my gosh, that's kind of like D. He mixes everything together.
He does. It's so much easier.
It's like if you have potatoes, you're going to put potatoes, then you're going to put vegetables, then you're going to put, like, it's just like, oh wow, I need them to be separated.
No.
I don't want them touching.
Are you serious?
I would really like a plate that separates the food. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want it to be...
little saucers everywhere.
Yeah, I don't have my food touch.
Are you serious?
I don't like it. I don't want the juices from...
your peas.
Yeah, I don't want
potatoes.
Hell no. Oh, no, fuck no. I don't want no pea-ass mashed potatoes.
Man, what? I gotta like dip it in everything. Mm-mm,
no, ma'am.
Sometimes I eat my dinner with chips, like tortilla chips.
You and D are the same person.
Are we really?
You are the same person. This is crazy.
I can't take it. Like, I'm like, no, I don't want the fork. No, get away. No. I go in there. If I don't have any, I'll take like the corn tortillas, and I will fry them bitches, and I'll make my own chips.
So I did not. I'm so slow. You're going to laugh at me for this. I did not know you make corn tortilla chips with the actual corn tortillas.
I love it.
I was like, how the fuck do they make these chips?
How did you think that they made
them? I don't fucking know. I had no idea that you take a fucking tortilla and you fry it in some grease.
It's either tortilla or potato.
What?
It's either tortilla or potato.
So the potatoes, you cut them and then you fry them?
Yeah.
You don't fry the potato. Do you bake them first and then fry them?
No.
I would think that potato would be soft after you fry it.
No, because it air dries and it gets hard. So you can like literally like take a spud.
Can we cook together one day?
We need to.
Oh my gosh, please.
Of all the things that we didn't know how to.
That is so crazy.
Yeah, it's either potato or tortilla.
I want you guys to do us a favor. Do us a favor. You love us. You've been listening to us.
Mm-hmm.
Email us at Rocky and Jiffy. No. Email us at the Rocky and Jiffy Show at gmail.com. That's RAQYNJIFFY.
And Gmail.
The Rocky and Jiffy Show at gmail.com. Email us what type of videos you want us you want to see us do, like challenges.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, people always tell us that they love our personalities together. Mm-hmm. Like, we balance each other. I'm more of like the serious, like kind of like keep you on track. And you're so funny. She's so much more funnier. I know she's not trying to be like, she's literally not trying to be funny, but
it's hilarious. Like when we're together, I just hear you right behind me or right beside me. Oh, there you go again.
They're always looking at us. I'm just like, what are they looking at?
I don't know. Who's looking? Where?
We need to go to an amusement park together. Are they open yet?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my gosh. We just need to plan out our life.
We do.
Okay, for the next season, this is what we're going to do. We're still going to record every week. Mm-hmm. We're going to record a podcast every week, right?
Yeah.
And then we're going to have different segments, like we're going to come up with a segment. Mm-hmm. When you talk about a certain thing, and then we'll have a topic, and then I'm going to have a segment. Like, it's going to be so cool. Maybe you don't understand what I'm saying right now. I really don't understand either. But, like,
It sounds
next
exciting.
Week.
Next week.
No, not next week. Next week for us, not next week for them.
Yeah, next week for us.
Because you guys won't hear this until, like, maybe 2 weeks from now.
Yeah.
Huh? Is that how they do it in the TV industry? They hold off. Like, you can't play season two right after. What the hell
just happened?
No, Jesus. Woo! I was about to say the TV went blank. And we thought, like, oh, my God, it stopped recording. This is not.
I'm surprised that, like, their internet is even working.
Why?
Because it's been jammed due to the funeral and Vice President Biden being here talking to George Floyd's family.
Oh, wow.
Like, it's jammed.
He's really trying to get those votes, man.
He really is. But I don't think he has to try that hard, really.
I know.
Like, we're really going to give it to you, Mr. Biden. Don't worry. You're going to be in the office.
I don't know. It's too
evils. Early.
Anywho, we got to go. We gonna see y'all. Thank y'all for listening and tuning in for season one.
And be excited for season two.
We are so appreciative that we have even made it this far. Mm-hmm. Just a couple of months ago, we like just couldn't even see the vision.
Exactly. It was just an idea.
This is gonna be awesome.
Yeah.
So we really appreciate the support. Mm-hmm. Actually, our listeners have increased by 300%.
Yay!
And
it's still mostly men.
It is mostly men, 75% men.
That's awesome.
We appreciate you men out there.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, say it.
Yeah, I love all of you.
Beautiful men.
Beautiful men. Light ones. And dark
okay,
ones.
I used to didn't have to encourage you, but whatever. Anywho, thanks for... Oh, wait, I'm not ready
and the
to...
light ones.
What?
The light ones and the dark ones. Just in case they don't know, like... When she says all guys, she means all guys. She loves all guys. I mean, I love all of you.
Oh, God.
Bye.
Yes, bye. Thanks for tuning in. You can find us at www.rockyandjiffy.org. That's RAQY, the letter N, JIFFY.org. And don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe, bitch.